Back on Downtown, and time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Well, it is time for us to welcome in for the final time in this school year our friend Mark Calnan of Eastern Maine Sports. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Rhett.
My, oh my, what a year it's been. And, well, how nice for you that you capped off the high school year with your alma mater winning a state championship.
Yeah, that was very cool. I think I told you last week, one of my good friends coaches talked to me, and, you know, I don't root. I would have been happy for Bucksport if they won, but it was definitely good to see, and, you know, nice to kind of interview a friend, you know, after his team won the state championship. And he won one as a player, too, back in the day. So you know, good to see.
What were the other standouts of the championship Saturday last week?
Well, Nokomis softball, and by the way, Nokomis is the only Northern Maine team to win a championship on that day. Mia Coot, unbelievable. You know, Ben, you know, one of the best pitches around in softball around here, and you know, she came up big against a very solid York team that you know, I think most people going in kind of thought, you know, was a favorite. And when you got a pitcher like Mia Coot, definitely. You know, they're capable of winning any game.
Well, it was quite a year in high school sports. It seems like in many ways it just started, and then I'm having a hard time when I think about it, remembering what happened last fall. But as you look back, let's talk about schools. Who were a few schools who had exceptionally strong athletic years?
Well, think about it. I mean, obviously locally to me, you know, just pick out a few teams, but Foxcroft football, you know, we broadcast all their games. They got to the state championship. Dexter girls basketball, they won the state championship. But schools overall, I mean, not a balance, I guess, out there. You know, Orono definitely has to be mentioned in that as, you know, eight-man football state champions, and then the basketball state championship. So they would be one that would stand out as far as, you know, schools being successful and whatnot. But, you know, a lot of balance, a lot of different teams won. The Ellsworth programs had a very good year. So, you know, those are a few. But just a lot of good things happened last year.
What were some of the standout individual performances in any sport this year?
That's a good question. I mean, I think, you know, again, Mia Coos just stands out just because it's so recent. So she is one. But, you know, basketball, you know, last year, you know, you had, you know, the Dexter players, Macy Peach and Hannah Dean and whatnot. You know, obviously the best in my mind was Pierce Walston, what he did in the tournament.
Yeah.
For Orono, just unbelievable clutch player. You know, Chance Mercy is another one for Ellsworth who won Mr. Maine basketball. Definitely very, very impressive there. You know, there's a few, but it's just a lot of good memories from those players there.
What were a couple of the most exciting games you got to see this year?
Well, I'm going to go back to the baseball game just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Between Washington Academy and Foxcroft. You know, you don't see many games like that. It was like never ending. It was a sad day afternoon. You know, again, both those teams got, you know, decent, quite far. They didn't make it to the states, but they had a great season. But that game will be one that I remember, you know, for years to come. You know, just two good teams going at it, making great defensive plays. So, you know, didn't end until Foxcroft got the win there. But it was that was outstanding. You know, the basketball tournament, you know, there was just memories from that for just a lot of great competitive games, especially towards the end of the tournament. The beginning of the tournament, not so much, but the end of the tournament. Just that whole tournament every year, just experience, just seeing people that's the only time of the year you see them, you know?
Yeah, it's what makes it so special every year. Well, state of high school sports is quite good here and healthy in the state of Maine. But one of the areas of concern that I think everybody shares, coaches, administrators, fans who care about the games, well, I hope we can find a way to encourage more people to get into officiating in just about every sport.
Yeah, and, you know, we get messages on our page quite often about, oh, they missed, like if I post a video, oh, they missed this call. My response back is they're always looking for officials and, you you know, whatnot, and you know, they're always looking, and you're welcome to go do it also. So that's usually my response if somebody sends something like that, you know, and we do get them. We got a couple just the past couple of weeks, you know, and you know, if my thing is, yes, missed calls, yes, but there's a very hard job. These people got you know, they make money doing it, but they have a full-time job. This isn't their you know, main job. They do the best they can, and anybody out there, you know, is welcome to apply and take the course and go for it, because you know, I think that's an issue. There's a lot of good officials that don't want to hear it anymore from the parents and the, you know, whoever in the audience, you know. So,
well, yeah, and despite the fact that people, a whole lot of people treat officials pretty poorly, and yet at the same time, it can be a lot of fun. I used to officiate many years ago, and boy, it's great to working with a group of other officials, whatever the sport is. If you love the sport, it's a great way to stay involved in it, help out young people. And so, you know, I hope some folks with thick skin or bad hearing, that would help, would jump in and give it a try. But it would be great to see more people get involved. Mark, I want to thank you, first of all, for just the wonderful service you do, not just for high school sports, but all sports here in the state of Maine. You've created something pretty special at Eastern Maine Sports. So we appreciate all of your hard work on that. And then coming on with us every Friday throughout the year to focus on some of the highlights of the week. So thanks for everything you and Chris and everybody on the team does.
Well, appreciate it, Rich. Appreciate you having me on weekly. We're going to we're still going to be active this summer, but obviously it's a slower time of year. We'll have some fun. I'm going to a bunch of Red Sox games. Hopefully get some videos from down there. And, you know, Chris is at the Sea Dogs tonight. So we'll be around and doing stuff. And, we're going to cover some of those the Bangor Babe team there that wouldn't let that league up. That looks like a lot of fun. I know we have media passes for that and whatnot. And Anthony's got some photos from one of the games last week. So we're looking to do some of that and just have some fun this summer. We'll be back at it come fall.
That sounds great. So, yeah, keep following Eastern Maine Sports throughout the summer. And, Mark, you have a good summer. Get those Red Sox some wins, and we'll check in with you again late August or early September.
Yeah, thank you, Rich. They're a little bit more exciting than most thought they would be, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Well, you thought it, and I kind of thought it. I don't know about everybody else.
Yeah, I've never seen they're not, definitely not the best team I've ever seen, but I've definitely never seen quite a team this entertaining where they just run. Not a Red Sox team, anyway.
No, they're...
Maybe the 85 Cardinals, but other than that, they're pretty fun.
Yeah, they sure are. Hey, thank you much, Mark. Have a great summer. We'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks, Rich. Take care.
That is Mark Cowlin, Eastern Maine Sports, with us on the High School Report on Downtown, brought to you throughout the school year by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.